Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Lid Publishing's podcast, Lid Radio. My name is Miro, and I will be your host for today's show. With me today is the sleep guru, Anandi. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
It's great to have you here on the podcast, and we are very pleased to have you with us here today. And for those listening, Anandi has battled insomnia for 15 years and has now become an author and has written her book titled Breathe Better, Sleep Better, which has many useful tips and exercises to help overcome insomnia and irregular sleep patterns. We have her joining us here today to talk about the book and a lot of the techniques and methodology behind it. And without further delay, let's just get into today's podcast. And my first question is, what inspired you to become an author?
I think that my own experience of insomnia was just so awful. I just felt like it would be really worth documenting the experience and how I kind of got over the insomnia, you know, because it's those things kind of just disappear. And I think it's very inspiring for people to know that I actually know how they feel when they can't sleep. So that's why I decided to write a book.
Absolutely. And it seems that insomnia is a very serious issue for many professionals around the world, and it kind of transcends cultures and nationalities. Why do you think that is?
I think it's the age we live in. You know, we are so in a hurry to do everything. We're so plugged into the internet 24 hours a day. And I just don't think that we have the space that we used to have. You know, when you went on holiday years ago, you know, you just sort of said, I'll see you in 2 weeks. There was no email. The most you got was a postcard. Whereas these days, you know, the first thing you do when you get to the hotel room is like, where's the Wi-Fi? Yeah, so that absolutely. You can keep connected. You know, you can keep connected to work. And I think that the first thing people do is pick their phone up in the morning. They go straight to email. You know, they're on their phone or iPad late at night, and it never stops. And I think that there are some people that are predisposed to insomnia, and those who are predisposed to insomnia, that's enough to set them off on an insomnia kind of like road. So I think that, you know, it's the pace that we live at. It's the pace that we live in today.
Yeah, and going back to the book, a central part of what you write about is the proper technique of breathing and how to use it effectively. What are the benefits of doing such exercises, and what is the benefit of a proper breathing technique when it comes to sleep?
Well, I think that because as people get stressed out, their breath is reflecting their state of mind. And the more and more stress that people get, the shorter and shorter the breath gets. And your whole ribcage tightens up and you no longer have space for the breath. So it's kind of like a vicious circle. The more stressed you become, the tighter the ribcage becomes, the more shallow the breath becomes, the more the mind starts running. So learning how to be able to surrender to the breath rather than keep on trying to get deep, you know, to breathe deeply, because actually it's very difficult when you've got a very tight rib cage, is so important.
Right. And can you tell us a bit about the idea behind, and do correct me if I am mispronouncing, Ayurveda and the yogic lifestyle? How did it change you?
Okay, so Ayurveda in my own life and the yogic lifestyle. Ayurveda is an ancient science and it's about 5,000 years old. And it's very, very commonsensical. It's based on the five elements in nature, as in earth, water, fire, air, and space, and the five elements in the physical body, which is earth, water, fire, air, and space. So the physical body would be like the bones and the skin and the muscle would be the earth element. The water would be the lymph and the blood. The fire would be the digestive fire, the acid in the fire, and then the air, and then the space. Everything's in the body. So it's about balancing all the elements in the body with food, with lifestyle and everything. So I came across Ayurveda when I was in India, and I started using the lifestyle tips, as in getting into rhythm with nature, kind of trying to go to bed not later than 2 hours after sunset, getting up just before sunset, always doing a practice, topping and tailing the day with something peaceful, because it's easy to wake up in the morning and go straight into your email, and then you go into the day from a place of stress. You know, you've just been reading emails or Facebook or wondering how many likes you've got on Facebook or whatever it is. But anyway, starting the day from a peaceful place and ending the day in a peaceful place. And that has helped me so, so much, obviously, apart from the breathing. So the yogic lifestyle is so beautiful for the modern day living. And I think it's so essential for the modern day living. And I think that anyone who's suffering from insomnia, if they adopted a yogic lifestyle with a few of the Ayurvedic tips on food, then, you know, you would heal yourself. And that's how I've done it myself, because sleep is not really rocket science. Although there's so much mystery around sleep, you know, why am I sleeping? But it's not really a mystery, according to Ayurveda. It's about lack of balance. And if you can bring your body back into balance, unless there's something weird and hormonal going on, you will be able to sleep.
Yeah, balance in all things. And speaking of tips and tricks, in the book you offer many different techniques and tricks on how we can improve our health and sleep. Do you perhaps have your personal top three that you use yourself to great effect?
Yeah, I think my very top one would be the technique that I call the surrendered breath. That's in the book, and I have got a recording an audio of actually the guided surrendered breath. And what that is, it's yoga talks about belly breathing. It talks about trying to expand the belly when you breathe in. But what I'm talking about is completely surrendering to the breath, because the harder you try, the shorter the breath becomes. And what I mean by that is that I did a lot of experimentation when I was writing my book, and I was timing the length of a deep breath. So I timed the length of a deep breath that I guided with my mind. So I thought, right, I'm going to take a deep breath now. I set the timer and then I timed the whole round of breath. And then I took the time of a surrendered breath. So what I mean by that is waiting for the breath to come into the body, because we all think we breathe a breath, but actually the divine is breathing the body. And that's based on science, because we have a gravity. We have to kind of like manage gravity. So it's gravity and the weight of gravity that makes us breathe. And the breath is being pushed into the body rather than us taking the breath. So if you wait long enough without actually trying to take a breath, you'll breathe. So literally just waiting for the breath to come into the body. So the timing for the deep breath that I did by guiding it with my mind was about 15 seconds. Now, when I timed the surrendered breath, or the breath that I was waiting for the breath to come, the full round of breath, it was 50 seconds. And I can't tell you the difference in the sensation of that huge inhale and the huge exhale. And that really inspired me to create that kind of like go into that technique even more. And I've done several recordings which are free for people. So that's my favorite tip, and I use that technique all the time after my own practice in the mornings, or when I'm feeling really exhausted in the evenings and I'm just had a busy day or maybe a stressful day, then I will just lay on my bed for sort of 10 or 15 minutes and just do that breathing technique. It is just amazing. The second technique, or the second tip I would definitely recommend, is making space for the breath. That's in the book too, because you can't take a deep breath if the thoracic cavity is completely tight. So people who are stressed out, who aren't sleeping, whose breathing is very short, their thoracic, or their rib cage is going to be very tight, and it's going to be very difficult for them to even take a deep breath. So I created a practice called the breath liberation practice, and what that does is it makes space for the breath. So it loosens all the tight muscles in the rib cage, in the sort of like the side ribs, the front ribs, the back ribs, because you should actually have a three-dimensional expansion on the chest. And people don't realize, they think it's just going to expand out the front, but it actually expands three-dimensionally. So using this breath liberation practice, you can actually make space for the breath so that when you do go into that surrendered breathing technique, your body will just expand in just the most amazing way. But it's got to be loosened up first. So that's why I created that breath liberation practice. And the other tip that I would recommend is for anyone who is just like having a bad moment, if you just put your hands on your belly and put your awareness in your hands and don't do anything else, if you leave your awareness in your hands on your belly, you will notice that your breath will lengthen and your belly will expand. The key thing there is to not try to do anything. All you're doing is putting your hands on your belly and your awareness in your hands, and just wait and just watch, and your breath will lengthen and lengthen and lengthen. And I think that it's almost so simple. People think, well, how can that work? But it does. I promise it works. So yeah, those would be my three top ones.
Great. And of course, for those listening interested in trying, as Anandi mentioned, we will put links in the description below where you can go and you can follow the links to find out her audio guided meditations, where you can try these exercises for yourself and see the wonderful effects. And finally, I would like to ask you, what are you currently reading?
Well, I'm currently reading the Bhagavad Gita. I don't know if anyone's heard of the Bhagavad Gita out there, but it's basically the real book of yoga, and it's a wonderful book for the internal struggles of the human being, and it's part of the Mahabharata, which is a big Indian poem, an ancient Indian poem, and it's very, very beautiful, and it talks about meditation, it talks about, you know, being in rhythm with nature, it talks about the internal stressful dialogue that we have in our head. So I read that often, actually. I have it by my bed, and I literally decided a few months ago that I was going to reread it. So that's currently what I'm reading. It's very, very good for meditation, for anyone who's got a mind that's going all over the place. It's a very beautiful book, and there's a very nice translation, actually, which I should say, because if people go and buy the Bhagavad Gita, it can be very heavy, but there's one called The Westerner's Walkthrough, and it's a really beautiful, very simple translation of the Gita, and it's very enjoyable. So that's the one I would recommend.
Brilliant, brilliant. And with that, I would like to thank you very much for joining us today. And for those listening, of course, if you would like to know more about Anandi and her work, you can visit her at www.thesleepguru.co.uk. And of course, we will put in the description below links where you can find out more about her book, Breathe Better, Sleep Better. So once again, thank you very much for joining us today to give us all this great insight.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
And we look forward to having you on the next episode of LID Radio.